mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, second hour, 14 days after the 7/7 bombing. Now it's 7:21. And in the early morning hours here in the United States, in the morning hours into the afternoon there in London, there were four simultaneous small bombs, or what they're saying, detonators, that didn't ignite the larger bombs, and why Muslims were seen running from the scene. But eyewitnesses, before the media could clamp down on it, were saying, no, the guy's like, why? What's happening to my bag? Oh, no. And then everybody just runs off the bus, showing that these people were obviously patsies. They have all this police state legislation set up and ready to go, and then magically this happens. Paul Watson joining us from the United Kingdom. Also, we have Steve Watson doing reports for us. He's in London itself. And we have Jack Blood, talk show host on this network, calling in with some comments of his own. And I know we have loaded phone lines. We'll get to John and Gail and Dino and Mike and Ron and others coming up here in the next segment, I promise. Jack Blood, what's your take on this?
Well, at first you don't succeed. Try again. The Queen's command performance today in London, and I think you've nailed it down pretty good. And Paul Joseph Watson is a great asset right there for you now. And, of course, GCM, the first place to go for news. I wanted to add this. Right after the explosions, and possibly during the explosions, Mr. Blair had called the meeting of the COBRA Civil Contingencies Committee. COBRA is named after the underground Whitehall room, which it meets.
Well, he was actually already in that meeting. That is confirmed. Paul, jump in on this.
Yeah, I mean, that came out early, that he planned to meet not only with MI5, MI6, Secret Service later on, but he was... It's not clear whether he was already in the bunker or he immediately went down there after the bombings, but that bunker had secure communication facilities, and they were debating that Civil Contingencies Act with intelligence chiefs at the very same time.
Well, here's the BBC.
COBRA also runs these subway terror drills. They've been running them for quite some time, and they've run, leading up to various conventions, as reported by Wired News, 10,000 members of a department, terrorist preparedness, coming for the upcoming convention. This was 2 years ago. So,
and they're the guys that...
exactly what they would use in order to run drills again.
And these are the very same people who stand to gain and who are pushing more and more control. And here it is. This is from right before the bombings. Prime Minister meets police and intelligence. Tony Blair is to hold talks with police and intelligence chiefs to establish what further powers they need. In the wake of the London bombing atrocity, the Prime Minister has indicated the issue of using phone intercept evidence in court will be discussed. And it said that, now this is before the bombing even happened, that he was scheduled to be there. And the time noted here this morning is right before the attack. So that is very, very convenient.
And a funny little aside here, on the G.I. Joe's website, the commercial website, the theme song is located there. Near the end of the theme song, the narrator says, COBRA, a ruthless terrorist organization determined to rule the world.
And they wear black ski masks and drive black armored vehicles, and most of your SWAT team people were kids when that was on TV in the 80s, early 80s. And Travis County, their symbol is the COBRA.
And they're also an elite fighting group, special ops fighting group. There are COBRA helicopters, COBRA tanks, and I'm sure David Icke people would get a kick out of this. Listen, I'm going to let you guys go. I will continue this coverage after you get off the air, my show following your program on GCN. Carry on. Keep up the good work, guys.
All right, Jack. Good to hear from you. Yeah, COBRA didn't save you again, Paul, over there. We'll be right back with Paul Watson and your phone calls on the other side. There's some other developments concerning the bombing as well. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com, all being updated multiple times today with the latest information.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, CAFTA is set to pass any day now. Part of globalization, the Pan-American Union. Mexican drug gangs controlled by elements of the U.S. government are literally slaughtering police all over the border and citizens. Hundreds of dead, 100-plus dead in Texas in the last 7.5 months. Total bedlam there. The Patriot Act is set to pass the House today or tomorrow. They're set to pass draconian laws today in England that were stalling, but Al-Qaeda came through and threw a bunch of basically a little firecrackers or flashbangs onto buses, and they're now saying, no, those were detonators that went off but didn't detonate the bombs. And Paul Watson and his brother Steve Watson, that both do great reports for PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net, they're reporting from England. And Paul, to be clear, you know, we were just making Jack was kind of making a funny, you know, joking connection to Cobra and G.I. Joe. I don't think we were being very serious there, for those that are wondering about that. Talking about the meeting room and, you know, the name of the Situation Room, the acronym being Cobra, where Tony Blair was minutes before the bomb went off, a meeting with the intelligence chiefs, and now he'll have other meetings today with MI6 and others. Paul, give us the acronym for Cobra.
It's C-O-B-R. Actually, if you look on the online encyclopedia, Wikipedia, it describes it as several different things. Cobra is either a permanent operation on 24-hour standby or a fanciful name made up by the UK press based on the fact that crisis meetings tended to be held in briefing room A. So it depends on what your source is.
All right, so again, that doesn't matter. Now let's expand on, and then we'll go right to calls, what we know about these bombings and why they stink to high heaven.
Well, what we're being told is that four simultaneous bombings at 12:45 p.m. GMT time. The detonators popped. The witnesses heard sounds like a champagne cork popping. People close by were covered in the residue of the white explosive powder, but the actual detonators weren't connected to the explosive powder properly. Therefore, the explosions were very minor. There are also reports of the explosions exploding people's rucksacks and them being very surprised that happened, which suggests that they either expected them to be large explosions or they didn't know that there were any explosions in their bag at all. And also reports of Arabs running from the scene, which is totally misleading because London is 20% Arab, and if a bomb went off near you or you thought one was about to go off, then you would run from the scene. So that tells us nothing. Then we had reports of one of the suicide bombers running into a hospital and then armed police going in after that. I haven't heard any developments on that. I think it's still ongoing. And also reports of one of the suicide bombers potentially being caught and taken into Whitehall, which is a government building. Why they'd be taken into a government building if they're considered dangerous, I don't know.
Well, we look at the motive, we look at who's done this stuff in the past, and then we look at how they're trying to pass all these police state provisions. I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier, and then we'll go to the calls. They're also trying to pass a law where anybody that even in a non-violent way basically supports terrorists, and that means discrediting the government, that you'll be getting in trouble. That's been called for here in the U.S. Well, in World War II, you couldn't criticize the government. We ought to arrest anybody that asks questions, especially about the Supreme Court ruling about taking private property. Criticizing the government isn't good. We should all just shut up, or we should go to forced labor camps. It's time to get tough, and black slavery was good, and giving out smallpox blankets to Indians was good, and let's nuke them Muslims. I mean, literally, these are quotes, folks, from kind of a composite from Limbaugh, Weiner, and Paul Harvey now. Give us the specifics on what you mentioned in the last hour, Paul.
Well, we've got an article on it today out in the Register. Clark lowers bar on terror crime via web writing preaching. UK Home Secretary Charles Clark yesterday announced plans to exclude or deport individuals deemed to have encouraged terrorism via preaching, running websites or writing articles, and gave further details of plans for new terrorist offences, including indirect incitement of terrorism, which is likely to cover similar territory. And we know we've had that in the past, where suspected terrorists would rent rooms from 65-year-old landladies, and then the 65-year-old landlady would be arrested on grounds of aiding and meeting with terrorists. So you don't even have to be aware of it to be charged.
But this new thing is inadvertently, by what you say, aiding or spurring someone. I mean, that's thought crime right there. And they're trying to pass hate crime laws in the U.S. that will do that exact same thing. Very, very serious. Very, very serious. Just knocked my microphone off here. Let's go to John in Tennessee. John, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
The public and the police and newspapers are reporting that the London bombers bought $1,000 worth of expensive perfume called Mother of Satan bomb. So this is to change the story from military-grade bombs to stink bombs, I guess. What's the story on that?
Well, people are saying that there was a, quote, smell in the air, or, you know, walking by a television with CBS on, they were going, could it be chemical? Could it be biological? Could it have released something? So are you talking about reports, John, currently on the latest bombing or the bombing of 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago. They said one of the dead bombers was running all over Milton Keynes buying expensive perfumes with metal bottles. And that was, I guess, last week in the news over in London.
Well, first they said that it was the bombings were over 45 minutes. Then the bombings were over 45 seconds. Then it was military-grade explosives. Then it wasn't. Then it was. I mean, they know immediately, folks. They can do a test in 5 minutes and you know, tell what type of military grade explosive it is.
That just doesn't sound. I used to work with explosives in England, and that just doesn't sound like a very dangerous bomb to me. And also, I was wondering if Paul could tell us about the gunpowder plot to blow up Parliament 400 years ago with Bush's cousin, Constable Thomas Percy. David Icke's written about that.
Yeah, why don't you tell us about it? I'm familiar with it a little bit.
Well, it's a big holiday in England on November 5th, and one of the ringleaders was Constable Thomas Percy, who was shot and killed while resisting arrest. When the plot was discovered, they had dug a tunnel under Parliament and ready to blow it up with a bunch of gunpowder, sort of the old Catholics versus the Protestant game.
Yeah, but that was in the 1700s. What, 17?
Yeah, it was a long time.
17, you said 400 years. I think
it's
exactly
400 years. Exactly. This November 5th is the exact 400-year anniversary. They're making a big deal out of it in England. You can go to the Parliament website.
I thought the attempt to blow up the Parliament was in the 1760s.
I can't do math, so, but it's exactly 400 years ago. If you go on the web, it's all over the web from the government. And the rest of the conspirators were tortured and castrated in public and drawn and quartered and then beheaded in public. And, they did engravings of the whole gory thing.
No, I've read about it in history. I just can't place when it was.
Well, it comes at the time, like, how it's a mix between Halloween and...
Okay, but what's your point, John?
Well, I mean, David Icke says this is Bush's cousin that did this, his ancestor who changed their name from Percy to Pierce and moved to America. And,
okay.
And then Bush is there 2 weeks ago when this happens, and his relatives were arrested and executed for perpetrating that plot.
Now, listen, I appreciate your call, John. You know my evidence of government involvement of this? It's not gunpowder plot to blow up the Parliament a couple hundred years ago. My evidence of this is the official U.S. government plans, like Northwoods and Gladio was carried out, and the USS Liberty, which was carried out, and the Gulf of Tonkin, our ships were not attacked. LBJ's on tape admitting it. They staged that. And the British government's been caught carrying out terror bombings and blaming it on their enemies. So that's my reason. And then having drills at the exact same time, at the exact same place, that's my reason for pointing at them. Paul, comments?
Well, yeah, those would be my reasons too. Obviously, most recent historical examples lead directly into modern-day events. But something I said earlier about how the media would later call this copycat attacks, basically they're going ahead and doing that. Sky News has got a big red flashing graphic, copycat attacks, which they're overlaying with a split screen over 7/7 and 7/21 images of those two events. So it seems that the media have already come to the conclusion that it was copycat.
Well, are you recording that for me?
It's being recorded, yeah.
Good, make me a copy, I need that. Well, Paul, it's just mind-boggling. I mean, you were able to predict in writing, a day before they said it, oh, they were nice boys, they played soccer, they helped... disabled children. I mean, you actually wrote that, and then they said that word for word. I mean, their scripts are so ridiculous. The template is just so predictable, Paul.
Well, yeah. I mean, two other examples. They do drills of the same thing, either before or on the day. And then after the event, they try to frame people. You talked about the anthrax attacks earlier. That's exactly what happened. They drilled sending out anthrax via the mail from Fort Detrick.
And that was funded in 99 by Congress. Then 2 days later, 2 years later, it all gets mailed out. You've got to write an article on that, Paul, and the parallels, just a blurb on that.
And then they tried to frame people after, and the investigation really went nowhere. As you said, I wrote how the government staged London bombings in 10 easy steps on July 13th. Sorry, it was updated July 13th. And I said that they'll interview all the neighbours. The neighbours will say they were really nice guys, quiet, like children, interested in sport, weren't involved in politics in any way. And a few hours later, literally, those reports started coming out. Quote, he liked to play football. He liked to play cricket. I'm shocked, one of the neighbours said. And the other one was a teacher.
It's unbelievable. Gail, Dino, Mike, Ron, and others, your calls are coming up. Stay with us.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, it's our final segment with Paul Watson. We're going to your calls right now. And then coming up, we'll continue with your phone calls. And get more into the latest London bombings. You know, Paul, something we haven't mentioned yet today was back a few months ago on the election day of Tony Blair, at about 6 a.m. our time, around noon over there at the peak voting time, somebody detonated a detonator inside of a plant pot, and it broke the plant pot and broke one pane of glass because it was right up against the glass. And nobody ever took responsibility, and nobody ever got caught for that. The surveillance cameras never were shown. you know, right up against the British Embassy, right up at its front doors. You know, where are the guards that guard it? Nobody mentions that. I mean, these big embassies, folks, always have security guards right at the front doors. You know, this happens there, and then that helped Tony Blair and barely helped him hang on because he could grandstand, you know, see how we're under attack. And then there was the time where Bush was over there a few years ago in the middle of the war, and then, you know, there to fight terror, and the British embassy got bombed in Turkey. And then we never caught who did that. I mean, it's just over and over again, Paul.
Well, that's right. And people have plotted graphs for when terrorist incidents or alerts happen. Bush's approval ratings rise, but they rise less and less as time goes on, which is why these incidents are getting closer together. So there's a clear link between these incidents and the rise in approval ratings of Bush and Blair.
But it's like a heroin addict. They get a big boost at first, but now it takes even more to maintain it. Gail in New Mexico, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. It's an honor. I have a little news clipping here. Governor's pledge to help Mexican counterparts. Richardson thanks Arnold in Spanish. And the important parts of this, there's a part of it, U.S., this is Vicente Fox, says U.S. civilian border patrols and said Mexico will stand against anyone acting outside the law. We will demand that the human rights of migrants be respected, he said. And also Garcia, who is member of a binational committee on border security, said the plan also includes installing emergency response equipment that can be accessed by both and used by both U.S. and Mexican police in the event of a terrorist attack, chemical spill, or natural disaster. I might comment on the possibility of, you know, having all these active patriots down there.
Well, let me just say this. This is spelled out in CAFTA. The Canadian newspapers say end of Canadian sovereignty, and they admit that our police, our military, our Social Security, our regulations, our databases are all being merged. But all you'll get out of a U.S. newspaper, and that's clearly what you have there, I have similar reports, is, oh, we're just going to be cooperating now. And Bush is meeting today with the Organization of American States to try to get CAFTA passed. Paul, comments on what she's talking about.
Well, they're using the exact same method as the European Union used when they introduced the first free trade area under the Maastricht Treaty. They said it was just cooperation, just trade, no harmonization of policing or laws. But that's exactly what happened to the point now whereby these laws which are about to pass in England for retaining email communication are going to be European-wide. So it all leads to the same globalization model, harmonization of police, trade.
We lose control of our lives to these unelected private boards that our countries sign treaties with. To understand, folks, our governments are signing treaties to unelected, really private groups. That's what these groups are. And then they go, well, we now tell your government what to do because your government is in a treaty agreement with us. Gail?
Also, one thing is there is a possibility that this business with Arnold going for president might actually be set up for Governor Richardson since he's Mexican-born.
That's amazing. All right. Thank you for the call. You mean Richardson? And, I mean, you're in New Mexico. I thought he was just, you know, half Hispanic. But, I mean, you're saying he wasn't even born in the U.S.?
That's correct.
Oh, man. I missed that. If that's true, that's incredible. Thanks for the call, Gail. Paul Watson, I know that as this develops, we were on this first. We'll be on this as it expands. New developments are coming out all the time. We've got two different reports we put together already on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. So we'll be watching the websites as things develop, Paul.
That's right. We'll be tracking it all the way as the story changes, as it inevitably will do.
Well, the good news is, Paul, this has gotten so blatant. I heard Derry Brownfield this morning saying it was obviously the government.
That's right. Everybody's aware of it now.
All right. Keep up the good work. We'll be back with your calls and a bunch of news.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Wendy Malik from Just Shoot Me, here to tell you about Pets 911, a free public service changing the way we care for pets in every community nationwide. Across the country, there are thousands of healthy, adoptable pets waiting for a loving home every day. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting 1-888-PETS-911.org, you will find the location of your closest adoption facility as well as tons of other information you need to know as a responsible pet owner. So when thinking adoption, think Pets 911.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
So convenient. Four bombs, four bombers. The detonators went off and failed to ignite the bombs, the main explosives. And so now four bombers loose in London. Meanwhile, they're preparing to pass incredibly draconian police state legislation today that was in trouble. And we're going to have to wait till 80 days from now when the new session of Parliament comes in. But now they may hold it open tonight and pass everything they wanted, including the national ID cards that they could never get in years past. Just everything. It's, oh, Al-Qaeda always helps. Helps the New World Order. They always come to their aid. You know, Saddam says, I'm not with bin Laden. We fight him. Then bin Laden releases a tape and goes, no, I'm with Saddam. It's not true. I'm with him. And Colin Powell goes, see, even Osama says, screaming for someone to stop, impossible bomber on the loose in London. Wires seen protruding from suspect. Armed police are hunting in the hospitals. Oh, but meanwhile, Prime Minister Blair is meeting with police to discuss anti-terrorism measures to be passed tonight. Aren't we lucky? He's there keeping us safe. Amazing. Let's go to your calls. I'm going to go to them fast now. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Dino in Wisconsin. Dino, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, AJ. It's been a while.
Welcome.
I was talking to you again. I haven't been on for a year. I've been kind of busy. But, you know, my friend, my enemies around here, I stand for truth. You know, I got a question for you and a couple other things.
Okay, well, thanks for telling us how you're doing. How's
the
weather up there?
Now, but
How's the weather up there in Wisconsin?
It's raining. We've had the first rain probably in a while. We've had a drought. I know it's about 100 down there.
Boy, it's 105 down here. But it normally gets hotter than that in Texas. But areas where it's not that hot, they're having record heat right now.
Well, you know, I got a question. Maybe it's rhetorical or sarcastic, but here, you know, let's have a little fun here.
Okay.
Are the Arabs the only evil people in the world? Come on, folks. Of course they're not. You know what I'm getting at? Alex.
Well, every time there's a terror attack, why do we automatically blame Arabs? When we have official government plans to carry out attacks and blame it on them.
You know who my biggest enemies are over here in Wisconsin? It's the so-called Christians who think I'm negative because I'm trying to expose the devil's schemes. I mean,
they think George Bush is Jesus, don't they?
Exactly, and you know, the media is the problem. You know your Bible, Revelation 21:8. They're using fear, my friend.
Thanks for the call, yeah. Dino. Good to hear from you. Mike in Ohio. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I was going to follow up with Dino said. What are Christian newspaper publications and churches and pastors saying about all this?
Oh, the evil Arabs are attacking us. Bush is of the Lord. He is literally anointed. He is a good man. Skull and Bones is all lies.
You think the role of the Christians, they're supposed to keep us calm, cool, go about your daily business?
Well, it's not the role of Christians. It's false Christians. I mean, look, you can have Christian churches in communist China. They just have to be government-approved, curriculum, basically. Well, the same thing's happening here with the 501c3.
What are the Christian leadership in England saying about this, Paul?
Nothing. I mean, they're all bought off and paid off as well.
So are they warning people about this?
Well, no. I mean, that's rhetorical. No, they're not.
Isn't that a shame?
I mean, predominantly, you've got lots of little churches that know the truth, but
right.
The big fat ones are part of major denominations that are
here to keep us calm and cool through it all, right?
Yeah, just tell us.
As if there's nothing going on.
Yes. Anything else, Mike?
It's humid up here, too.
All right. I was joking.
And that thing about the apartment, that was Robert Casey around 1600.
All right. So it was 400 years ago. Thank you. I guess there was another attempt, what was it, the 1760s, I forget the exact date, there was another attempt to blow up the Parliament. And what was that called? That was the United Irish, you know, it was Protestants, Catholics working together, and it turned out that they had been infiltrated by the British, and that they were basically being provocateured, and then they used it as a reign of terror against the Irish. I know that was in the 1760s. So I guess there's been several attempts to blow up Parliament. I was confusing it with one of the latter ones. The caller was bringing up, I guess, one of the earlier ones. All right, let's talk to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I don't want to get off on that, but he was talking about Guy Fawkes Day. That happened in the 1600s, around Cromwell's time.
No, I know, but there was another attempt to blow up the Parliament.
There may have been, for sure. All one has to do is turn on C-SPAN and see how the coincidental explosion of some firecrackers in London is affecting the vote today on the reauthorization of the Patriot Act, the attempts to get the no-gun-buy anti-terrorist, alleged anti-terrorist bill passed. It's amazing how these things happen. They almost have the same coincidental timing as school shootings used to happen in the Clinton era. Now instead,
well, even Rush Limbaugh, I've heard him say it. It's not a rumor. I heard Limbaugh years ago say, oh, they've introduced a gun control bill. Look for a mass shooting on the day of the vote.
Mm-hmm. And I guess today the thing is now bombings, just a slight, you know, change of the forte. But this is a joke. You have people standing up from the Republican Party. Of course, the Democrats aren't much better. And they said, don't worry about it. The provision, they want to expand the library provision, which allows them to go into records. They want it to extend to medical records now. He says, don't worry about it. You'll have review by a foreign intelligence court, the so-called FISA courts. Well, anybody that knows about those courts know that they're not constitutionally restricted or constricted courts. The Constitution doesn't imply in a foreign intelligence court. American citizens will now be subject to a foreign intelligence court, where there's no constitutional restriction against them doing just about anything. So these are the kind of false things that they offer to people. They tell the public, who's largely ignorant of this, a court will review the request, but they don't realize it's not the courts that we've traditionally been used to. And this just goes on and on. I mean, it's unbelievable. They've already passed and renewed 14 out of the 16 renewable provisions, and they're only arguing the last two, and I'm sure by sundown those will probably be passed too. It just never fails. And by the way, did you know that in England, because of the bombing a couple of weeks ago, is now going to start a worldwide database of people who they think are sympathetic to terrorists, i.e. people who say bad things the English government don't like. So I guess many, many people, maybe yourself as well, Alex, I guess we'll have to cancel that vacation to England. A worldwide database of people who say things that they don't care for. Just all part of increasing the matrix, making it a transnational system, and swapping intelligence, well, if you want to call it intelligence, just let's say swapping dirty files between countries. That's what's going to go on. We are coming to a state of the most incomprehensible transnational fascism.
But the border stays wide open, thanks for the call. Meanwhile, 70-something people kidnapped at a pop, American children by Mexican drug gangs, machine-gunning police everywhere, 5 dead cops in the last week in the South Texas area alone. But I go to the BBC to get that piece of news. Worldwide travel advisories not to go into these areas of South Texas on the border or to go over into Mexico. Whole tourist industry's dying. I mean, there's big hotels down there, folks. Huge bazaars. It totally shut down. Just hell on earth. Mass killing. Mass murder. Here's the BBC right here. Turf war. And it says that, the former Mexican military troops, they're not former, they're working for the U.S. government. That's come out in mainstream news, are just running around killing everybody. And it's a turf war over the cocaine, and it's everybody who isn't part of a big cartel, who isn't part of the global crime syndicate, they're getting killed. I mean, our government actually has mercenaries running around killing people, and it's just back in the newspaper if you're lucky. Let's go to Milton in Alabama. Milton, go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, first-time caller.
Welcome.
Long-time listener. Alex, our governor, Bob Riley, I guess last year, had called the Homeland Security Department, offered to use the Mobile, Alabama, as a staging ground for that DOD, that annual, maneuvers and stuff.
Well, they've had thousands of drills with the military all over the country, sir, but, I mean, are you talking about some particularly large operation?
Right. This is going to be supposedly an annual is what our Mobile Press Register said, but anyway, I'm inviting you to come down the 1st of November. They're going to have a lot of the national DOD officials and stuff down here to, I think like they did one in New Jersey a few years ago. They called it Operation Vigilant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have vigilance every year.
Yeah, well, this is the big one for the nation this year, 1st of November in Mobile. They're calling it Operation Vigilant Shield 06 or something like that. So I hope you can come down and maybe get you some video of it or something. So,
well, that'd be great. Or you could shoot video and send it to me.
If I'm not going to put in the jail before I can get out of there, because they're supposed to be cordoning off everything and,
Let me tell you how this works. If you act like you own the place, nothing will happen to you. And if troops walk up to you with their M16s, folks, and we've had this happen to them, and go, what are you doing with the camera? Well, I'm with the press. I'm here covering this. What are you doing, officer? What are you doing, soldier? He'll go, yes, sir, let me. Now, go get me some water right now. I mean, it's basically like that. It's all animalistic level. I mean, I've got video where cops march up. What are you doing? What are you doing here? Well, I'm here covering this checkpoint, officer. I'm with the press. This is a free country. Well, thank you. Can I help you? They're so trained that we cower to them. So that means that when we cower, that supposedly then what they're doing is okay. Do you get what I'm saying there, Milton?
Right. I'll try to get you some video. That's like the first. I think it's the first week in November, and they've got people from all over the country coming in. I guess this is the big one with the troops and everything like they have. Vigilant Shield.
Again, they always tell you this is the big one. Okay.
Right.
There are probably 10 of these going on simultaneously right now around the country.
Oh, okay. Appreciate it.
But I appreciate you. But if it is Operation Vigilant Shield, they do have big annual ones. The Marines have one with a bunch of foreign troops every year called Urban Warrior. And they've been having those since 98. So there are several big ones, Vigilant Shield, Urban Warrior, and a Top Off. They've got a couple different ones that are really big, and they will blow up buildings, they will blow up buses, they will have troops in your backyard, they'll have them all. But look, if you pull up with your car and have your video camera and kind of aim it out at them, and they've been trained, you know, the 5% of criminals, because now they've been trained for law enforcement, that they deal with is really the entire public is that 5%. We're all bad. And so they've, you know, you heard the former NYPD detective on, if you act suspicious, why, that means you're guilty. So everything is body language, but body language has to be real. You know, our brains are trained to, you know, instantly recognize fake confidence. You've got to really, I'm the big dog. I'm in command. I'm in control. And then you got to have that. That's called command. And then and so what if they arrest you? That's going to make for great footage.
Right.
Nothing's going to happen to you. You got to want them. Go. I hope he comes over here and knocks my teeth out. And you broadcast that, man. They will cower from you. And again, I mean, I'm giving you the tricks of the trade here, but you broadcast that smell, those pheromones, you broadcast that, not that you're dangerous, but that you're good and that you're in control and that you're on a mission, all right, and that you're also happy. You know, I'm not saying you go around with your eyes bugged out, you're just, oh, wow, you're just right out in the open, wow, this is neat. You know, you're talking about Mobile, Alabama, you're talking about America. And when, you know, normally the SHIELD has about 10,000 troops, so when 10,000 troops come into your town, that's your town, buddy. I mean, why wouldn't you videotape that?
We've got them other characters in here, the Alabama State Defense Force. They're going to be activated by the governor with emergency declaration, so we've got to deal with them knuckleheads, too.
Now, have you seen martial law?
No, I haven't. Not the new one.
Well, the Alabama Defense Forces are in there, and literally, folks, fat people, and I'm not bashing fat folks, but, you know, fat people with hamburgers in their hands and cigarettes in the other, searching five-year-old kids just to get into the city, period.
Exactly. Well, they had them set up at the Senior Bowl. I saw that on your website last year.
Just mean it at sports stadiums. I have that, too. I mean,
right.
they go into major cities, and they'll have Bayfest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They set up, and people coming in, they'll search them, and I've asked how can they search them, and they tell me that the Mobile Police Department lets them do it. And,
also, because the Mobile Police Department says they're God.
Exactly.
By the way, the police department cannot deputize people. Only a sheriff can do that.
That's right.
And then that's an official procedure. Again, it's all criminal. It's all color of law. Listen, you've physically had them come up to you.
No, I was there where they were at, and they were physically checking people for contraband.
I know, that's what I just said.
Right.
So,
well, not me. I didn't ever go in, but, I mean, I was there watching
what
they were doing.
No, do you see what a small world this is? I say, have you seen my video? No. And then I go, well, Bayfest. You go, oh, yeah, I was there. See, I mean, folks, that's how close to home this is. And they're taking the defense forces, the state guards, all over. I mean, when they have Mardi Gras here in Galveston, they showed it on the news. Troops searching people, shoving people around. It's just, oh, this is your new freedom. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate you, Melton. And look, if you go down there like it's fun and you're getting some video of this because you think it's neat, they're going to be nice to you. All right? You know, I have had them come up to me in the past, and I have had them get in my face, and I'm just confident. And I go, what? It's free country. I'm videotaping your operations. Well, we can't have people knowing our tactics. Well, why are you in the middle of a city then with, you know, people walking by everywhere? Are we the enemy? We can't learn your tactics? And then I'll go, I want your commanding officer right now. All right? And that's how you handle it. And I don't say it quite that mean. I want your commanding officer right now. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Brett in Texas. Brett, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, you know, I go around trying to promote all this stuff. I'll go ahead and admit that, unfortunately, I voted for Bush and all that stuff back when I basically just now woke up. But anyway, I'm promoting all this stuff, and my folks are a big Republican. One question he asked me the big question is, out of all the Democrats, you know, that are out there that are in our government, one of them, at least one of them, have to know all this stuff is going on and speak up and try to basically, I mean, they could take the Republican Party down the way I see it. So what do you say to that?
Well, that's one of the most common questions in the book. I mean, it's really just kind of a different twist on, well, a conspiracy this big, people in the government would blow the whistle, and why haven't they blown the whistle? And that's part of the fake left-right paradigm. When we get back from break, I want you to stay on, Brett, and I'll describe this to you and explain this to you. It is so vitally important, Brett, and this is the system that keeps people locked in. But the analogy is, it's like the same football, you know, professional football team owner owning both teams that are in the Super Bowl. Either way, they win. Or the same chain in England, you know, the majority of the retail sales of food in England are by two different grocery stores. But what most people don't know is the same company owns both of them. So, look, I'll explain this when we get back, okay? It's the illusion of competition. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific, the most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now 1-877-300-0040.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, to answer really the most important facet of the question is, how could something big like this happen and then people in the political structure not use it to burn their enemies and get more political power? Well, we saw Howard Dean try that and say, well, Bush knew about 9/11. Well, that's admitted. And so when he came out and did that, the media suddenly turned on him. Suddenly he wasn't the golden boy anymore. He got demonized. He got attacked. They brought him down. As for the Clintons, they're CIA folks. They're Rhodes Scholars, which is British intelligence. I mean, Rhodes Scholarships set up by Cecil Rhodes. I mean, that is publicly total British intel. And British intel put the Bolsheviks in. British intel, set all of this stuff up. I mean, they're really the Mac Daddies of it all. And, you know, they set up the CFR, the Royal Institute of International Affairs. I mean, Bill Clinton is the, quote, son now. Barbara calls him son. He's constantly vacationing with them. Hillary is meeting every week and having, you know, meals at the private penthouse of Rupert Murdoch's secret meetings. That's been in the New York Observer. It's all staged. Now, I mean, do senators fight with each other? Do House members? Yes. But when you get up to committee chairman level, no, they don't. It is staged. It's like the 9/11 Commission, appointed by Bush with a Democrat and a Republican, you know, as the chairman and co-chairman. And they said at the get-go, we're not looking for guilt of any party or any group. We're just going to tell you what we need, and what we need is Patriot Act 2 and national ID cards and total police state, and okay, we'll do what you said because you're an independent blue ribbon committee. Sudan, Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, four separate times offered to hand bin Laden over to the U.S. They said, please stop bombing us. We'll give you bin Laden. They said, no, we don't want him, and we don't want the files on him, because he's CIA, folks. Okay, and Bill Clinton was the first to sign W-199-I in 1996. And Bush reauthorized W-199-I 4 months before 9/11. When the order ran out, he reauthorized. When Bill Clinton left office and they were going to bust him for pardoning cocaine dealers, remember? And Chinese generals in the White House? Bush said publicly, leave him alone, and ordered the Congress, which he shouldn't be able to do, to back off and leave him alone. So that's what's going on. And the two parties, I mean, Bush gives us a $2.6 trillion budget. Clinton's biggest is $1.8. Bush doubles almost all of these major, you know, great society, big federal agencies. He's for open borders. He's for the assault weapons ban. He's for... there's no difference. It's a staged... It's like Kerry and Bush are cousins. Kerry and Bush are Skull and Bones members. You need to get my film, American Dictators, and have your father watch that. Anything else there, Brent? Or Brett?
Not really. Yeah, I'm working on getting him to watch Martial Law, which he's finally starting to break a little bit. He just keeps on saying, there's no way our country did this to ourselves.
It isn't our country. It's criminals in control of mechanisms.
Right. I'm going to get him to bend eventually. He's not the only one that's hesitant, but, I mean, you know, it's hard to believe this stuff.
I know. I mean, it's very emotional, and you love America, and you think America is what is you. You think, well, I'm a good person, so there's not criminals in government.
Right.
Well, you tell your father, give him the Federalist Papers. You can get them online. There's thousands of pages, but give him some of the Federalist Papers.
Yeah, I've been sending links to Ron Paul's archives and some of your links.
Yeah, give him Ron Paul's 93 speech, Neocon, where he says Bush and his entire cabinet are Trotskyites.
Yeah. Well, y'all two, you and him have the same personality as far as belief and conservative looks and stuff, and it's like, he'll eventually bend. But anyway, man, keep up the good work. I'm pretty sure you're going to go down in history, so.
I don't want to go down in history.
Well, I don't know. You might have forced yourself to do that.
Well, I just want to fight the New World Order because it's about survival.
You're doing a good job, man.
Thank you. We'll be right back with the third hour. Stay with us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Berkey.